This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, this song is kind of fitting. Don't look back in anger. A lot of people still angry that the Commanders won't go back to the old name, that they didn't bring back the logo. They didn't even add a spear or a feather. As I said yesterday over and over and over again, and I said on Twitter, and boy, did I get hammered. Embrace the now. Embrace the future. Embrace new. It's okay to remember the past and appreciate the past and hearken back for the past and celebrate the past while embracing and focusing on the now and the future. That's what I choose to do in every way. I mean, somebody asked me on Twitter just a little bit ago, at WrestleMania621, Josh Fraley did. He said, Chris, do you believe the old logo could come back? Literally nothing controversial about it. Well, two things. One, they were connected to the name Redskins. Directly connected. Number one. Number two, if you look at how many changes and how many adjustments have been made by the Atlanta Braves, the Golden State Warriors, the St. John's Redmen, the Marquette Warriors, the, how many other teams? Over a long period of time, but specifically the Indians, who not only changed their logo, but also their name. How many organizations just eventually gave in? How many organizations kept their name but changed their logo or their shield from an Indian head, from a mascot, from a Chief Wahoo perspective? How many? Because here's the problem. Whether you think it's not offensive or not doesn't mean it's not offensive to some. And some have a powerful voice and are relentless about it and will not let you breathe. And they don't even have to be Native American. See, there's this terrible, terrible thought process that comes from this fan base and a lot of media around here that because Chris Cooley and the Redskins went to a bunch of Native American tribes and populations, and they all loved the name, and they all thought it was great, that nobody was going to care about anything other than that. and very much the opposite. And you know what? Mike Wise, Mike Florio, Adam Schefter, Peter King. Now, some of these guys are retired and gone. Many others in the media, in the mainstream media, with powerful platforms and voices, kept driving the engine, kept driving the train. It didn't matter. It does not matter what Native Americans think, only because even if you satisfy somehow every one of them, or the overwhelming percentage of them, and I believe many of them are fine based on the data that I've seen. I don't know. I don't go to Native American tribes to, I don't care enough. But based on the data, fine. But how do you get past, whether you want to call it the woke media, woke society, whatever you wanted to call it, how do you get past the people that feel the way they do, have huge platforms, and who constantly just pound it into the ground and just keep pounding away? How do you get around that? That's what I've never understood. Well, because a bunch of Redskins contingent went to a bunch of Native American tribes and they're fine with it and everything's great. Everything's Shangri-La, so we should just put the Redskins name back. Yeah, but you're not paying attention to the other problem. You're never, ever, ever paying attention to the other problem, which is the media and a lot of just normal civilians think that a dictionary-defined slur should not be the name of a football team and are not willing to back down and are not willing to get off their soapboxes and are not willing to let go of the bone. So you can come up with any data, any polls, any numbers that you want. If you go back to Redskins, or even the old Indian head logo, because it is directly associated with Redskins, I think you are going to open yourself up to constant criticism. Now, if you're willing to endure that, that's on you, man. But you don't have any financial stake. Josh Harris does. The NFL does. And that's all they really care about. Sure, there's other elements that they care about, but make no mistake about it, they only care about that. And if you think, well, they would make so much more money by going back to the Redskins, you're crazy. You're insane. Because there's no amount of paraphernalia that can be sold that would equal the financial and corporate support and powers that be that are behind the NFL engine and machine and the Commanders / Washington NFL franchise. We've seen it already. We've seen it already. So, I mean, I'm sorry. I really wish it was a different world. I really wish we didn't have people with the powerful platform that they have that just were bothered and annoyed by a team that was named 90 plus years ago as a football team. I really wish we didn't have that, but we do. Yeah, I really wish we didn't have terrible traffic, but we do. We have to live in it every day. So you deal with it. You accept it. You move on. You focus on what you can control. You try and do better. That's it. All right, let's get back to the phones. Our pal Jason in Laurel's been waiting on for a while. I want to get him in here to start hour number three. What's up, Jason? How are you?
Hey, Chris. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show yesterday. Love Doc and Linnell on earlier. That's great. And then we have this bummer.
Sorry, Jace.
Listen, I love the Skins name. I'm 51. All my gear says Redskins. I don't actually own any Commanders gear. I own some gear that says Washington on it. I actually have a black Jaden Daniels jersey. It does not say Commanders anywhere on it. It doesn't. And I understand the Commander stuff in the selling. And I wish this would go away, and I love the Redskins, because I don't think the Redskin name is coming back. But I do think we're going to argue about this for another 5 years, because I think once the new stadium is built, it's out, it's done. If Redskins are coming back, it might come back by the new stadium, maybe, possibly. But I'm tired of us arguing about this. It's disruptive. It's disrespectful. It's racist.
Can I ask you something real quick, just before I forget? How do you have, absolutely, and I'm curious, and I'm not doubting you, how do you have a black jersey, a black Jaden Daniels jersey, without the Commanders on the left shoulder plate? Because that's the the official alternate.
I'm curious to look at it right now.
Okay. Because that's the that's the official alternate jersey, which is why. So the current burgundy and blacks have Commanders, one on the middle chest plate, burgundy, one on the left shoulder plate, black, and then Washington only, not Commanders, Washington only is on the white away, or what is identified as the away jerseys, right? And I've always said, hey, right, man, if you hate Commanders, before yesterday, if you hate Commanders, buy the white, because it's, all right, it might not be the exact right shade of burgundy, but it doesn't say Commanders. But people would say, well, it's the wrong shade of burgundy. Okay, so now we have the new Super Bowl throwback uniforms, and it's the right shade of burgundy that makes everybody happy, and it's the connection to the past, but it doesn't say Commanders, or it doesn't even say Washington. So to me, that's as neutral as you can get if you hate the team or hate the name Commanders and refuse to buy any gear that says Commanders.
Right. Well, I don't like the Commanders name because I associate Commanders name with Dan Snyder, and I'm talking about me. And I think a lot of people are with me on that. I'm not going to protest.
Oh, I think a lot of people are. Yes, I think a lot of people are.
And I do think the reason there was so much ink against the Redskin names is because of Daniel Snyder. Now, Smith weaponized it and got the name changed, but if Dan Snyder wasn't taking pictures of people and wasn't doing all the stuff, the name would have never changed. And I don't think it's ever coming back just because I don't know that it's worth fighting. But I got to say this to Ian, and I've never had a call followed Ian, and he's an interesting guy. If it was such a terrible name, there wouldn't be 18 current high school teams on Indian reservations in this country to use that mascot. Now there was more back in the day, more than the 18 that it is right now, and some of those have changed. Right. And like you were saying earlier, colleges changed mascots, pro teams have done it. But this fan base with the Redskins was so rabid that one day Rooster, the D.C. police used it to arrest people with a fake ticket giveaway. That's what a big thing it is.
Oh, yeah.
That they had an incident where they, as a sting, you know, gave away tickets just to get people that had warrants on there. That's how crazy and rabid this fan base was. There used to be a waiting list.
Yeah.
You know, now the Snyder screwed that up and like lied about it, but there used to be a waiting list.
Yep.
Now we're probably never going back to that. And even on your show, I have kind of mistakenly called them Commanders because they were good last year and it doesn't sound as bad. And I wish this would go away, but I think we're going to still talk about it until the new stadium is built.
I think we're going to talk about it, unfortunately, forever. But that's just my perspective. I mean, I wish we could just worry about, you know, football in the stadium.
Well, there's a cure for this, and I think Harris is banking on it, mm-hmm, and that's Jaden Daniels and Super Bowl.
Well, yes, yes. And there is no doubt. You just said it yourself. It sounds better, right? And you occasionally call them the Commanders. And I think a large group of people that were way out on Commanders, way in on going back to Redskins, started to slowly evolve last year. I don't have data that proves that other than what the Washington Post poll said. But you know how polls are. They are just an indicator. They are a small sampling. They are not definitive by any measure whatsoever. But I do believe, like I would see when I was walking out of the press box last year, before games, after games, huge long lines at the team store at Northwest Stadium. You know, they're buying Commanders gear. Why? Because their football team is winning and they love the quarterback. Not because maybe they love Commanders, but because their football team is winning. And people are willing to say, yeah, okay, I wish we could get Redskins. I wish we can get the Indian head logo on. But that's not happening. Let me just buy in a little. Let me support the guys. Let me support this movement. It feels good to be a fan again. And I do believe, I mean, listen, I don't know if it takes Super Bowl wins, but I do believe, to your point, if they get, say, a Super Bowl appearance, never mind a Super Bowl win over the next, let's call it, four-ish years, maybe even before the stadium is open, I do believe it'll be a thing that occasionally comes up, but will not be the focus. I'm even surprised that so much of the focus this year or this offseason, considering what happened last year, Jason, but because, again, of the return to RFK or proposed return to RFK, because there just hasn't been football in 4.5 months and people are bored and that's all they care about. Right? They're not into the Nationals. They're not into the Wizards. They're not into the Capitals.
Chris, if I could just say one more thing to you and to all the listeners. You know, I'm a diehard Redskins fan, and I don't think the name's coming back. And I know there's a lot more others, you know, like Dr. Saval. Dr. Saval is a surgeon. I mean, she's an intelligent, rational person, is very upset about the name. And I know people don't get it, but what I would say to those people that don't get it is, again, I'm 51. I know Dr. Saval's older than me. We grew up with his name. We went to these stadiums. I know people that have tattoos, people that were buried in jerseys. It was such a huge thing. And that RFK experience was such an awesome experience. And I've never experienced that experience in any other sporting event ever. And that's why it's so important. But I'll say this, as much as I hate that the name changed and I blame it on Smith and Snyder. You know, I love where the team's at right now, and more importantly, who's making the decisions and the players that they're signing. I mean, it's maybe it can be the start of something
no doubt
new.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
People want to cling to what they love, and unfortunately for me, I've gotten to the point where I don't think that's ever going to happen again.
I hear you.
But if it did, I'd buy so much of that crap.
I understand it all. Again, but just for me, it's time to move on. I appreciate you, Jason. Thank you as always. Good call. And you can hear the passion still in so many voices, and the hurt, and the confusion, and the anger. I got it. I understand it. You know, I would have never changed it, but it wasn't my franchise on the line, and it wasn't bazillions of dollars. And that's the exact reason why it won't ever go back. Not because they don't want it to go back, but because of the millions and millions and probably billions of dollars at stake. And the NFL and every partner of theirs is about nothing but money, period. All right, let's take a timeout, then we'll get back to all your calls on the other side. We got to shorten everything up, so I just ask you to go as quickly as possible because we just got a bunch of calls in. So take another round of calls, maybe two. We'll see. Just go as quickly as we can right here on the Team 980 Odyssey app, always live and free there. Also now available on iHeartRadio and TuneIn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are you trying to send a message there, AMAC?
No, no, no. Listen, the people are already mad at you. Don't try to make them mad at me now.
I was just wondering.
I'm just creeping in the shadows.
I was just curious. As a Giants fan and all.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, back to the calls, because we got to get everybody in, and a lot of people just called, so we'll try and go through it as quickly as we can. Let's get to our buddy, Double A, Athens and Annapolis, line 3. What's up, Double A?
I'm good, and you just said a lot of people called. So to piggyback off my point yesterday, this is why it's so important, because it matters that much to people whether they agree with me or agree with you or what have you. You know, I was a season ticket holder for 12 years, okay? I almost quit my job in 2008 because I had a jerk boss that I never took any time off and wasn't going to let me go to the game, and I went in his office and let him have it and basically forced my way into having the day off. I felt violated as a fan when they took the name away, and that's the way Dr. Sabah and John and other people feel. It's just like with the Browns, with, you know, with the way that they left Cleveland with Modell, and then the Colts years ago when they got up and left in the middle of the night. You care so much about these teams and what they bring to your lives and the tradition and what you're born into. It just matters that much. I mean, the Raiders haven't won their division, not the conference, their division in 22 years, but their fans still show up. I mean, you talk about a fan base that's starved for success. But, you know, the people you mentioned, Chris, Peter King, Mike Florio, they're cut from the same cloth. Peter King intentionally kept Art Monk out of the Hall of Fame for years until finally voting for him. And then apparently, I know he doesn't vote anymore, he retired, but he wouldn't vote for Jacoby. And Joe Jacoby is one of the most deserving people to go into the Hall of Fame. And then Lawrence Taylor even says so, who went against him. So, you know, we could go back and forth and back and forth, but I mean, it's just what it stands for and what it means to a person, what's in your gut, what's in your soul. And that's what was born and bred into me, RFK Stadium, the 93-year history and everything that it stood for. And again, it's the way things are done. I mean, I could care less about Dan Snyder and the Commanders and the correlation between him and the name. It's the way things are done. And the people you mentioned, like Schefter, they're not going to speak out about what they really think. You think Adam Schefter's going to give up his $10-plus million a year salary because he's going to get canceled? We live in a society that's different now. If you say something on a big platform like Adam Schefter has that goes against the ESPN narrative, who's owned by Disney, who is woke, okay, then you get canceled. You lose everything. So it's a definitely different times that we're living in, but it's just so much more than I think what people just say about a name or colors or whatever the case may be. It's like, it's literally like a sports religion.
I do agree with a lot of that, if not all of that. I appreciate you as always, my friend. Thank you. Good to hear from you. That is Double A. Let's go to line five. Line five, Walt in D.C. Is next up on the Team 980. Walt, how are you?
Hello.
Hello, Walt.
Hey, I'm here. Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
All right. I want to say I wanted housing down there at the old RFK Stadium, and people grow up. We don't own the team. We support the team. I hate Dallas, but let's go beyond the actual marketing. And if they want to sell merchandise, take all my Redskins gear and let me trade it in. But the reality is progress, not woke, but progress. Get over the prejudice of having it your way, because the world doesn't work like that. I respect you, Redskins fans. I'm still one. However, they're now the Commanders, and though they'll never get a new jersey from me unless they trade my old Redskins jersey.
Okay, that's fair.
I love y'all, and I wish they would put housing down there at the stadium. A new stadium.
That's fair. Thank you, Walt. Appreciate the phone call. I mean, they're not going to do that with a jersey swap. One. Two, the housing, part of the project is going to be affordable or medium, I forgot how they laid it all out, housing within the D.C. regulations, right? That's all part of this. It's all part of this. Now, it's not going to be just housing. And remember, in order to do just housing, there's still a lot of work that has to be done at that site and a lot of things. Not to mention a private investor that has to come in, buy the land. There's a lot. And it's far beyond my scope. All right, let's get to Line six, Darren in Fort Washington. Next up. What's up, Darren? How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing, man?
All right, Darren. What's going on?
I'm a listener probably since I've been here. I've been here for 33 years. I think I've been listening to the show that long, if it's that long.
Attaboy. I haven't been doing a show for 33 years, but we appreciate you.
But 980.
Okay,
980.
Gotcha.
But here's what I want to say from a Native American standpoint, right? I'm one of the Lumbee tribe of North Carolina, grew up in North Carolina, so we were always something else. We were either Dallas Redskins, Pittsburgh fans. I'm a Pittsburgh fan also, but a longtime Redskin fan. And they're going to be the Redskins to me and a lot of Native Americans. Here's the thing. Here's the thing from a Native American standpoint. How Daniel Snyder handled the situation when he said that I'm never going to change the name and it's not offensive to Native Americans. Well, that was the issue, and how he characterized it, because he's not Native American, so he can't say what is and what isn't offensive to Native Americans. What he should have said was, "We're going to talk to Native American tribes across the country, and we want to make sure that it's not offensive to Native Americans, because I'm not Native American, so I can't say if it's offensive or not offensive." But to most Native Americans, not offensive. They're the Redskins to me. They're always going to be the Redskins to me. I'm never going to call them the Commanders. And on the other side, my issue is with the Native American tribe, I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Iroquois Nation, who brought suit against the Redskins to change the name, spent probably millions of dollars. I can't remember what the number was. But that money they spent could have been more used for their tribe.
Correct.
And our people who have drug issues, who have alcoholism issues, and who have health care issues. 90% of our people live below the poverty level.
Correct. Instead, they waged the war that they did. And I don't remember all the particulars, but I think you're right. But let me ask you this. You said, okay, from your perspective, right, it was really important to clear with as many Native Americans, as many tribes, reservations, whatever. But don't you agree something that I said earlier, I think this hour, which is, okay, even if you get past that step, and they say they did, even if you get past that step, how do you make up for the media and normal civilians that are just relentless about pounding the fact that it's a dictionary-defined slur and it's a racist term and will not allow you to just move forward as a football team name? So even if you get past the most important part, which is getting it approved, sanctioned, whatever, from Native American tribes and communities, then you still have that other part to deal with. And the pressure that they put on the FedExes, the Budweisers, the whatever corporate sponsors, that's the problem. Like, everybody that looks at it as just a, hey, clear it with Native Americans, and Native Americans aren't offended, so there should be no problem. That's not the main issue. That's not the main problem.
And I'm not saying it is, because here's the thing. Corporate dollars are going to rule in the NFL and in Major League Sports forever. And so it's never going to be just about Native Americans. It's never going to be just about how Native Americans feel. But I will say this. You know, I graduated from Pembroke State University, which is now the University of North Carolina at Pembroke. And it was founded as the Indian Normal School in 1887 as a Native American school because Native Americans couldn't go to other universities. And it became Pembroke State College, Pembroke State University, and now University of North Carolina at Pembroke. And we have been since 1887 and until now are the Braves. And when the NCAA came to the university and said, hey, you got to change the name from the Braves to something else, we were like, yeah, we're not doing that. 40% of our student body is still Native American, and we're not changing it, and we're not going to change it. So I get what – there's two sides to this. The corporate dollars – and let me say this to anybody that wants to talk about the name. The corporate dollars are going to rule.
Yes. That's the most important thing. Yeah. That's the most important thing.
For most of us that are Native American, the Redskins was never a slur to us.
Understood.
We took pride in the name. We still take pride in the name. I still call them the Redskins. I still call them the Skins. I go to two or three games a year. I have a friend who has a box. We go to the – we support the Skins. They're going to be the Skins to me and to most of us as Native Americans. However, you're right that the corporate dollars are going to dictate, and because we have politics – in sports.
Yes, correct. Hey, you listen, listen, Darren, I'd love to let you keep going, but I'm so late for a break, but I really appreciate your phone call. It's a really good, really good phone call, okay? And make sure you call back again. I appreciate you, but I just got to run because we're way late for the break. Let's do a trending alert, final one of the afternoon right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. We're always live there and free, also on iHeartRadio, and tune in. All right, let's start with breaking news out of the NBA. One day after extending Chet Holmgren, the world champion Oklahoma City Thunder have done a rookie max extension with Jalen Williams. $287 million max on the deal. So that means Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Jalen Williams, and Chet Holmgren, all under the age of 26 or under, will be playing together for the Oklahoma City Thunder long-term and have all reached long-term contract extensions since winning the championship. Meanwhile, the Nationals try and win a second in a row tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. Wrap up of a three-game set. 7:45 first pitch, 7:15 the coverage, 106.7 the Fan, and the Odyssey app on Nats Radio. Miguel Cairo getting his first win as interim manager. We told you earlier in the show, in case you missed it, Talk Nats reporting that Theo Epstein and the Nationals ownership group, the Lerner family, were in touch with each other, subject unknown, on Wednesday. We will see where that goes. We have reached out to Theo Epstein. No comment so far to confirm or deny or to explain what the context of the conversation was about. The Baltimore Orioles beat the Mets 3-1 in game one of a doubleheader. Game two coming up 5:05 at Camden Yards. Cubs whoop it up on the Minnesota Twins 8-1. All the rest of the action coming up later on. And a big upset at Wimbledon on the women's side, the number one seed. Sabalenka going down. Arina Sabalenka 6-4, 4-6, 6-4 to American Amanda Anisimova, who quit tennis just a couple of years ago, and now a Grand Slam finalist at the All England Club. She'll play in Saturday's final as the 13th seed. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Craig Hoffman coming up next at 4 o'clock. Hey, if you love deals, you'll love this. Amazon Prime Day is lasting 4 days this year. That's 4 days of unbelievable deals in every category you can think of, so you can save big on everything you're into. Shop Prime Day now through July 11th. And by the way, today is July 10th, so that means July 11th is tomorrow. So that means that's the end, but you got plenty of time in between. So there you go. All right, back to the phones we go. Try and get as many as we can. Let's go to line one, Corey in Virginia. Nice to see a bunch of different voices mixed in. What's up, Corey? How are you?
This ain't no different voice. I just haven't called in
a while,
man.
Oh, it's you. It's you.
Acknowledge me, Russell. Acknowledge me.
My ones are in the air. What's up, brother?
What's up, bud? All the rent and my blood pressure. But, look, I say shout out to Ashley because I've been, you know, I've been under the radar, but I've been listening here and there and everything. But he said you need to call in today, talking about yesterday, but I didn't get a chance to. We were at the baby doctor. We got number two on the way.
Oh, so congratulations!
Look at you doing work. Well, pause, as Paulie would say. I had to come on here and talk about this uniform and this name change. I'm like, look, I said, people talk about when the name was changed and, you know, they felt disrespected. You know what I felt disrespected? When we had ignorant people running the franchise, like when we had Jim Zorn, and I'll never forget that Sheehan said the story when it's like, he was in the parking lot with his wife, and he said, "No, honey, the head coaching job." That's stuff that makes me mad. Like, I hate that the name is gone, but, you know, we evolve. The world evolves, whatever it is. It's okay. But what they did yesterday, perfection. I don't care what anybody says. That's as close to perfection as you can get. You know, I know they're not bringing the logo back. I know a couple calls back, the guy was like, "I know they're not going to bring the name back." He was like, he was negotiating with himself. He's like, "I think it might come back, maybe stadium." Now, like, bro, it's okay. If it don't come back, it don't come back. I still wear my Redskins stuff. Ain't no problem with it. But, you know, you asked about the black jersey, though. You know, that's that Chinese Timu special that he probably got somewhere. Like, it's probably a $15 jersey that some kid made in the sweatshop. So it's all good. But, and also, with the name, like, people talking about maybe we might go back to name change. I was watching King of Queens the other day, and Carrie and Doug had new neighbors on, and they were like, "We can't argue. We can't argue because we don't want to think they're crazy." They don't want people out in the public talking bad about us. But the family, you know, the family can argue. We look crazy. We argue at Thanksgiving and Christmas, all this stuff at the beginning of the season. It's all good when the family argue. We just can't have nobody else talking about the family outside. That's why I look at it.
That's fair. But, you know, that's an interesting perspective, is that within the family, you know, we can argue and not understand each other and, you know, have differences of opinion. But somebody from the outside, a Mike Florio, a Peter King, whatever – and I
those bastards, they can go fly a kite. They can fly a kite for all I care. If Florio, Peter King all got caught in traffic, I wish they'd just take a long drive off a short cliff.
Sanchez, be nice. Them. Be nice.
Respectfully. I really respectfully. You know, I just wish they would do something else and occupy their time. But, you know, it is what it is. But man, I'm excited. But it's June. We got to talk about this. See, but it feels good, though. We don't have to talk about malfeasances anymore. We can talk about literal things affecting the team and the organization. It's great. Like, you know, it's not I love it, man. It's just good. We don't have to talk about somebody messing with something or taking pictures or anything like that. I feel good. So and I'm confident for this season. We got a quarterback and everything, man. It's good. So let's keep on arguing. Let's debate. That's what makes family better. We more that we go apart, it gets us stronger when we come back and talk. So, you know, but
I think that's a reasonable approach.
Yeah. Yeah. Always.
Not bad out of you, somebody who married a Cowboys fan.
Hey, you know what? Hey, don't be disrespectful. Be easy, man. Be easy. But I love you, brother. It's always good to talk to you. You know
love
that.
You too, brother. Thank you. Good to hear from you. It's been so long since Sanchez called. I just said Corey on the. I don't know if AMAC knows Sanchez, the legend of Sanchez. We used to play like his freakouts last year. Like he would do
his freakouts.
Like, yeah, his like post game or in game audio video, just meltdowns and. We used to do that kind of as a precursor to his phone call because they were hilarious because he would either be so happy or so bummed out, so despondent. So anyway, that's the story there. All right, let's go to Andrew in D.C., line two. What's up, Andrew? How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, Andrew.
Last time I called in was probably in high school.
Wow.
It's been about a decade.
Where you been, Andrew?
You know, I've been in downtown Washington, D.C., in the liberal woke bubble where I'm from, and I just want to provide that perspective, you know? I'm glad the name's changed. I'm a lifelong fan. I've been to FedEx Field 100 times, and there's many of us out here who are so happy the name is no longer a slur. I hate the word Commanders. I wish they did something better than that, but I'm so happy about the uniforms, you know? Like, it's fantastic. We're all happy. They look like the team we all love. The name has nothing to do with that, for me at least, right? And I'll just say this. There's no way they're going back to the old name or the old logo. Anyone who is telling that to themselves or saying that on this program is completely delusional. Nothing has changed at a macro level about why the name changed. And if anything, it's less likely now than it was when Snyder was the owner, obviously. So that's just my perspective. I feel like it's often missing from these discussions because, you know, I'm not driving around in a car. I bike everywhere, right? I'm one of those guys, so I'm not on sports radio all the time. But I thought I'd call in and
why
just share that perspective.
I appreciate your thoughts, and I appreciate that you called, and I appreciate you listening, and everything that you said pretty much makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, you know, and you're somebody who obviously has invested a lot of time and emotions and whatnot here and feelings here, and everybody can feel a different way. There's no doubt about it. And I try not to play favorites, but I appreciate you. Thank you, Andrew. Good to hear from you. Make sure you call back again, and appreciate you listening. Yeah, how do we fix the whole bike thing, right? How do we get radio? I mean, I guess you could just listen on your phone on a bike, right?
Yeah.
If you have a really loud
volume. You say it all the time, the Odyssey app.
Yeah, that's true. Well, but like if you're riding a bike, I mean, you can't hold it. You got to put it in your pocket. You can't hold it in your hand, right?
Yeah, you get some headphones.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I got my Beats headphones here somewhere. So you just put those on your head.
If you're biking, are you supposed to be wearing headphones, though? Because then you can't hear traffic or no? What's the rules with that?
See, I bike on like anyone who bikes in the street, you're already like, I think of you a certain way. You're a daredevil.
Hmm.
But for people like myself who bike like on a bike path, then certainly you can use your headphones.
Interesting. All right, let's get to one last one. John in Wheaton. Sorry, line three. John in Wheaton with us on the Team 980. Hello, John.
Hey, what's going on, Rooster? How y'all fellas doing?
What's shaking, John?
I mean, it's about the third time I've called. You know, we kind of hashed it out the first time, second time. You know, I showed you some love. But I just, you know, just going back to the, I mean, I ain't tripping on it, on the logo. But going back to, like, the important aspect, I think it was a couple callers ago, you know, I think he was emphasizing, like, you know, that, like, the natives, you know, didn't have a problem with it. But, you know, you kind of rebutted, like, you know, that's not the main problem.
Right. Let me be clear. I didn't have a problem with it either, despite, because I understood it represented a football team's name. But, again, I can't tell people who decided to make it their career platform or who were genuinely bothered by it, not to be bothered by it, even if they weren't Native American.
Wow. So, like, that's literally, like, that's so ridiculous.
Well, all right, let me ask you this, okay? I'm not a black man, okay? I'm not a black man. But I am genuinely, like, horrified by the term, the very derogatory, beyond awful name. You know what name I'm talking about, right? Am I not allowed to be horrified if somebody uses that term? Of course I am. And offended? Of course I am. I'm not black, but of course I'm offended because it's a slur. It's a derogatory hate term. Right?
Got you. So Redskin is technically back then, it was something used in that kind of sort.
Correct. That when it was created or when it was chosen, it was not a dictionary-defined slur. It was not a derogatory term, what have you. It became and it evolved. Thanks, John. Appreciate it. I know it was a mistake, but I mean, you know, got to deal with the rules. All right, coming up, Dumb Dumb of the Day. We get out of here on a Thursday afternoon. Make way for Craig. Next. All right, everybody. Welcome back. Before we turn things over to Craig Hoffman, listen, we try very, 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 very hard to avoid as many politics as we can. Sometimes we can. A lot of times we can. Sometimes we can't. So I'm sure you know by now, or have maybe heard if you read a lot and whatever, about Dr. Christina B. Probst. The pediatrician who basically blamed the Texas horrifying floods on people that were politically aligned a certain way. And I'm trying to skip around the obvious. But now she is taking full responsibility while blaming it in part on her not knowing that, quote, so many precious lives were lost to the terrible tragedy. Of course, dozens of children, more than 100 people. She said, I speak to you as a mother, a neighbor, a pediatrician, and a human being who is deeply sorry. She has been fired from her job. She admitted that she understands her comments caused immense pain to those suffering indescribable grief, and for that I am truly sorry. I just can't, while it, her apology seems sincere, and I don't want to keep punishing people, I just don't understand how people can be that emotionally hurtful, even in a time of anger and frustration. I just don't understand it. You have to have control, people. You have to have some level of control. And for that, because of the tragedy that this has turned out to be, even though she, again, I believe, sort of, she apologized for saying, may they get what they voted for, no matter how you feel, is inexcusable and unrepairable. And I understand. I understand how a lot of people feel one way or the other. I'll just say that. All right. Thanks to AMAC. Thanks to Doc Walker, who's going to be here 24 hours from right now, and for Craig. Thanks to Linnell Willingham. Speaking of Craig, he's up next. He'll take you through with Antoine over the next couple of hours on the Team 980. Have a great day. Thanks to you for listening. Don't forget to check out the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast, including the Odyssey app. See you tomorrow at 1. Adios.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.